fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore bringing you the second hour of the John Moore Show from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Sunday, the 30th day of September 2007. We're talking about preparedness. We're talking about long-term survival. I want to mention one of my favorite websites. It's a wealth of information. And the author is Jim Rawls, the author of one of my favorite books, Patriots Surviving the Coming Collapse. The new edition with 2 new chapters is now out, and I encourage everybody to get a copy. I hope to have a case and sell them sometime soon myself. His address is real easy here. Survival blog, that's survivalblog.com. He's had 2 million individual hits on his website since the August of 05 when it came out, just over 2 years ago, and a total of 79 million hits since he opened up this website 13 months ago. Pretty amazing. Jim knows as much or more about survival-related topics than anybody. I just went to his homepage here, and I need to get him a note. He's got talking about mixing two-cycle oil ratios, mixing the oil with the gas for two-cycle engines. And it's something he's not aware of. And if you go to my website, thelibertyman.com, you'll find Amsoil products. All of us out here in the, what we call flyover country and these ranches and farms, we all have two-cycle engines for all kinds of things, chainsaws, line trimmers, outboard motors. It's a very extensive list. And it's also, unless you use the Amsoil product that I'm about to mention, quite common for people to have a multitude of little red gas cans. Break coming up. The call number is 800-313-9443.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation cost, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore. It is Sunday, the 30th of September, 2007. Welcome back to the John Moore Show. Talk a little bit about two-cycle engines. More exciting stuff. Having several red plastic gas cans with the proper oil-fuel mixture written on them is what you expect to see around most farms and ranches. Unless they're using the following product. It's an AMS oil product. I'm an AMS oil dealer. Sir Professional 100 to 1. Sabre Professional 100 to 1. We have a number of organizations like Forestry Services, for example, State Forestry Services, going to this product because of the logistical nightmare of maintaining all these proper fuel to oil mixtures. This AMS oil product has been given the green light by all manufacturers of all two-cycle gasoline engines to use this one mixture in all their products. Pretty neat, pretty slick, and it makes life just a little bit easier. Anything you can do to make life easier while saving money sounds like a good deal to me. So I encourage people to check out this particular product at my website, AMSOIL, product at my website. It's all automated. You can order this product and have it shipped to your home, and it'll be there before you know it. As with most products of this nature, you buy in a case lot, you save more money. And when you're talking about preparedness and things of that nature, long-term survival, it's good to have an unopened case sitting there on the shelf. That's some true peace of mind, regardless of what you're talking about, whether it's spices for the kitchen, might be pepper, or whatever it might be. It's a peace of mind in knowing that an essential product is there waiting for your use. And our next caller is up. Are you there? George.
Hello.
Pennsylvania. Yes, sir. What's on your mind?
Yes, I had a couple things to mention to you. I was wondering if you were familiar with Operation Cables, Placer, and Garden
Plot. Yes, sir.
Heard of that? I am. Rex 84 program?
Yes, sir.
And they mentioned something about tack marks. And I did a...
About what? About what?
Tack marks. T-A-C-K-A-M-A-R-K-S.
Okay.
Put that into...
What?
If you put that into either Google or just check WWW tack marks,
okay,
this will come up and it shows you these things that are on the road signs.
That's been around for years.
Yeah.
You know,
and then
the road sign thing. Yeah.
Yeah. And then the other thing I wanted to mention to you is, you know, we made a couple phone calls from another show that I listened to,
mm-hmm,
and called Remington Federal Winchester, and they said that whatever ammunition was on the shelves was all that you'd be able to get because the government was buying the rest of the ammo up. You can't get primers, bullets, brass.
No
more sales
to
the public.
I understand. The shelves at Walmart were so low when I was there the other day. There's a number of publications. Shotgun News is my publication of choice. There's quite a few vendors selling every kind of ammunition you can imagine in there. And you can buy ammunition through the mail with your credit card. I don't sell ammunition, but you know, there's a lot of places that do. The J&G rifle sales, for example, cheaper than dirt. All the ammunition that you need is readily available with a phone call and a credit card away.
Okay, and
so,
the other thing I wanted to ask you about, Mr. Moore, was Auto Ordnance is manufacturing an M1A1 for a suggested retail price of $800, and they said that if you'd like to see this become available to you, they already have a model to go from, to have people call them and let them know that they'd like to have it. And so I already called them, and they said, thanks for your call. If you know anybody else that would be interested in that, the more calls we get, the more that'll be made available pretty soon.
You talking about the 45 caliber semi-automatic Thompson?
No, it's an M1A1. I think it's 308.
Okay.
But they're getting ready to, yeah.
Oh, they're coming out with a new model, you mean?
Yeah. They're coming out with a new model. Like Springfield makes the M1A1.
Well, it's just called the M1A.
Yeah. And then the other thing I wanted to mention to you is they already have available an M1 carbine. And one's an ALM.
Oh, is that out now?
Yeah, that's available. I had one in my hands just yesterday.
Okay.
And one's the AOM 130. That takes the high-capacity magazines. The other one's the AOM 140. You don't want that one. That takes 10 shots for California. And
carbine.
I was going to ask you, I have a chance to get a real lot of ammunition for that, and I had one of those Mini 14s.
Uh-huh.
I was thinking about selling that and getting two of these M1 carbines. And I was wondering what you thought of.
Well, carbine, I've got one. I've had a number over the years. I currently have one of the Israeli-made ones, which are mostly surplus parts, U.S. military surplus parts, I think, with an Israeli receiver. I like M1 carbines. They served us well in three wars, World War II, Korea, and Vietnam.
Uh-huh.
And there's still millions of them around the planet being used in various capacities. And for close quarters use, there's an old saying about the M1 carbine that's very true. It's not much of a rifle, but it's one hell of a pistol. It's a pistol round, basically, is what it is. And the ballistics coming out of an 18-20-inch barrel, roughly comparable to a 44 mag pistol out of a Shark barrel, as far as energy at the target, short range. So I like it. Women love M1 carbines. They're fairly compact for a teenage boy or most women. It's something that the gals really like because they can handle it. It feels comfortable to them and fits their body real nice. So I guess you could say I'm a big proponent of the M1 carbine, and I like it. And I met the owner of Auto Ordnance at the NRA convention. Neat guy. He seems to be open to new ideas. And if they're making M1 carbines, it's going to be a good product.
Oh, it's already available, though.
Yeah.
We were just at a gun show in Ohio yesterday, and then a local shop said, oh, yeah, I can get you one. They run for $600 a piece, brand new.
Mm-hmm.
And I looked on their website, Auto Ordnance, and it tells you what steel it's made out of and everything. And so I called them, and they said that, no, all the parts are United States made. He goes, they're good quality parts that are in them. And I had a chance to look at one yesterday, and the guy took it apart, and I was looking at it, and I was going, oh, that seems to be well made.
I'm on their website as we speak. And Auto Ordnance has an excellent reputation for making good quality products, and I would not hesitate to recommend anything that these people make.
I have their 45 pistols that I have. I have a compact and a full size. You know, that pit bull model.
Right. Oh yeah. Neat. That's a neat little piece.
Yeah, I've got that, and I've got another Auto Ordnance. And I've got some extra parts for it, and I just picked up yesterday we were able to get our hands on some level 3 body armor.
Okay.
$50.
$50 from where? Don't tell anybody. Tell me off the air.
if you want me to, I'll call you off the air and I'll get to the guy's name. He's out of Texas. He was at the gun show yesterday, and we grabbed a couple of them for that price.
I bet you did. It wasn't wore out or dirty or broken.
Brand new, never used.
Level 3, huh?
Level 3, $50.
That's pretty amazing.
So you know what? I was sitting here, and I was kind of worried about some of this stuff because I was going, I don't have any of that stuff. And then yesterday we ran into this guy, and he goes, give me $50, and I'll sell you each one of these. And my nephew and I got one. And he said he was going to run back and get that guy's phone number because he didn't have any cards.
Right.
He says, because if I get my hands on them for $50, I might be able to, you know, sell them for enough to get some more ammunition with, you know?
Well, I think so, yeah.
Yep. And he said that he told us that the ceramic stuff that's inside of them, he says, what you might want to do, he goes, if they just take one hit, they'll crack and they're junk.
Right.
He says, what you might want to do is go down to your local welding supply shop and get some quarter-inch steel and stick it in there. So what do you think about his suggestion on that?
You're talking some serious weight. That's why they use ceramic, because you get the same stopping power with less weight. A quarter-inch plate of steel large enough to fit one of those plate carriers, you're probably looking at, maybe 12, 15 pounds of weight or so. And you need to make sure that you got the edges
Yeah, we were
going to
grind them down on a grinder.
Yeah, they'll cut through the fabric otherwise.
Pardon me?
Especially at the bottom.
Yeah, we were going to round that all off on a grinder and trim it all up, take the sharp edges off it, and then slide that in there with some cushioning that we're going to put around it. And I just thought, what was your idea on that?
Well, the cushioning would be good for a couple of reasons. One, to prevent more trauma when if they would get hit by a projectile. The other, you need to cushion the bottom of the plate carrier so it doesn't rip through if you have to do any running or jogging. Because that plate bouncing up and down will just cut right through fabric, even if it is.
Yeah, we were going to wrap this in some padding with some leather, sew it around it, and then show.
Well, whatever works. There's probably any number of different materials you could use to pad that plate so it doesn't cut through the fabric.
Yeah, but that was a pretty good buy, don't you think?
Oh, it's a bargain. It's an absolute bargain. Yeah. Now give your name and number to my engineer off the air, and we'll talk about that. Maybe I can cut a deal with this guy, and we can go into business.
Okay.
Thank you for your call, George. Appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
We'll be right back.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com. Your provider for great sleep.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Wake up, America.
Open the door.
It's time for us to face the truth
with John Moore.
Now, if you want to talk to John
live on the air,
call 1-800-313-9443. That's 1-800-313-9443.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore. It is Sunday, the 30th day of September 2007, last Sunday of September. We'll be into October next show. I need to remind you, as always, an essential part of preparation is having food on hand. Nutritious food, tasty food, food that is packed in nitrogen, like Mountain House, offered by a freeze-dried guy. There are a lot of people, and I've done this myself, who will serve Mountain House foods to guests for a dinner party. It is that good. You don't need to be ashamed or embarrassed to offer your guests at a casual dinner party Mountain House foods. It really is that good. Freeze Dry Guy has a warehouse large enough for 18-wheel semi-tractor trailers to back up and load and offload product. He does business with the federal government. He offers pricing that good that the federal government buys their freeze-dried food from Freeze-Dry Guy. Two ways you can get in touch with him. His website is freezedryguy.com. His phone number, I'll say it twice and slowly, 530-265-8333. I say again, 530-265-8333. My website is thelibertyman.com. the, don't forget to put the in front of it, Time for Hotel Echo, libertyman.com. My webmaster quit 3 months ago. I've finally recruited a young man to take his place. He's learning the software. I think he's going to be up and running here in the next week or two. We're going to be making some exciting new changes to the Liberty Man website, thelibertyman.com, offering some new products that haven't been available before, making some changes in the layout to make it a more user-friendly layout on my homepage, thelibertyman.com, helping all of you to achieve your goals and things, esoteric things like steam engines to make electricity and to make domestic hot water. Mike Brown, steam engines. I sell Mike Brown steam engines cheaper than he does. That's the marketing agreement we've got between us. Now, I've done my homework on solar. Solar is neat. Solar is fun, and I recommend solar as a backup for your emergency communications equipment. It's quiet. It's just neat. Solar is neat. To run a full-size, a 2,000-square-foot ranch-style American home on solar, here's what you need. First, you need $80,000 to run a 2,000-square-foot American ranch-style home on solar. About half of that will go into panels. One hailstorm, and your 40 grand worth of solar panels is toast. The rest is going to go into your battery bank and all the control mechanisms, inverters, and so forth that you need to run that. For a substantial amount less, and I'm talking about 25% of that investment, you can get up and running on steam-generated electricity. It's neat technology. It's over 100-year-old technology. Very effective, very simple, very reliable. All you need is water and anything that will burn. Wood, coal, old textbooks, dried-out cow dung, fuel oil, gasoline, anything that, well, I don't know how you could burn gasoline in these boilers, but anything that'll burn within reason, don't put gas in the boiler. And you can be up and running on steam-generated electricity. So it's, in my opinion, it's something that needs to be looked at, needs to be reviewed. I talked to a man just the other day who's interested in steam electricity. I need to get Mike Brown back on here as a guest. He hasn't been on here now for a number of months as my guest, and get an update on where he is with his steam engines. Now, here's the deal. His factory has 5,000 square feet. His employees that manufacture these things is 8 or 10 men. They build them up in lots of 10 or 12 at a piece, the different steam engines. And as they sell them off, they get ready to build a new batch. It's not like going to one of these big chain hardware stores where there's always supply generators on hand and always being restocked. This is all there is. Mike Brown has 10 or 12 3-horsepower engines, 10 or 12 20-horsepower steam engines at any given time for the entire world. And it is becoming a worldwide product. The country of Malaysia has been talking to Mike about, and Indonesia, I know it's Indonesia, not Malaysia, Indonesia, about having these steam engines make electricity on these islands. It's an island nation, and they can't afford to build. They don't need massive steam-generating plants. They need small steam-generating plants for these remote fishing villages on these remote islands. Excellent, excellent way to go. There's a little town just north of me here that might be looking at some of the homeowners. Break coming up. The call in number is 800-313-9443.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
The Berkeylite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeylite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeylite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeylite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website earnmoneyathome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the success team in their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
Distraction for an hour or two, had no intention to do the things we've done. Funny how it all.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. This is J.R. Mortis, Sunday, the 30th of September 2007. We're talking about preparedness. If you're serious about preparedness and you, either by yourself or together with two or three other families, can afford steam power, steam-generated electricity, it's the best way, in my opinion, to be completely self-sufficient as far as energy and domestic hot water is concerned. Mike Brown now fabricates the boilers. It took him quite a while to realize people simply didn't want to fabricate these things themselves. And it's a bonus. When you're generating electricity with a steam engine, you also get tremendous amounts of hot water to use for anything you want to use it for. That's a great feature. That's a great bonus. The difference between living like we live now, what we call a modern first century life, and living like people did in the little house on the prairie, is electricity. Pure and simple. Electricity. We take it so much for granted It's such a part of our lives. We don't think about it until it's gone due to an electric storm or rolling blackout or whatever it might be. It's just there. Steam-powered electricity is marvelous. The engine itself is not terribly big. It makes almost no noise. You can stand next to this thing and carry on a normal conversation. You may think of a big old steam locomotive when you think of a steam engine. That's not right. These engines are small, they're compact. The 3-horsepower engine is very small. It will fit in the what we used to call a bread box. The 20-horsepower is a little bit bigger, still not quite as big as a good-sized V8 car engine, not nearly as heavy, not nearly as complex. These are external combustion engines as opposed to internal combustion. The combustion takes place somewhere away from the engine. That's an external combustion engine. The combustion takes place in the boiler as opposed to inside the engine. We have technicians, Mike Brown does, and I'm in touch with these folks. We have technicians that can do the complete installation at your home, farm, or ranch, where all you need to do is learn how to operate it. These are simple devices, very simple, 100-year-old technology. You may want to consult with an electrician for the proper electrical hookup to make sure that you have the necessary mechanisms to cut off the power grid and turn on your home-generated electricity. You may, under proper circumstances, if you do it right, you may be able to sell electricity back to the power company. That would be pretty slick. And there was a law passed by Congress, it's been quite a while ago, 25, 30 years ago, that compels the electric company, your electric power grid people, to purchase the electric from you if you're generating it. Now, I've had some conversations with engineers at my local electric provider out here where I am, and it's a matter of engineering, and electricity, not all electricity is created equal, and they have to be satisfied that the electric you're pumping back into their power grid is the kind of electricity that they need with the proper engineering going into it. That's all doable if you chose to, and had access to the proper engineers and technology and equipment, you could do so. You could sell electricity back to the power grid. It would be really, really neat. In the meantime, you hear a lot of ads here on Republic for different items. These solar-powered things, I do recommend them. Yes, I'm selling steam engines. I'm not promoting or selling anything on my website to do with solar. However, I do recommend solar. It's an excellent way to have backup power for emergency purposes, whether it's communications equipment, lights, refrigeration, pumping water. Those are certainly essential things. Yes, it's an excellent way to go as a backup. In addition, the steam-powered electricity for a primary backup system to make all the electricity that you ever dreamed of, it's an excellent thing to consider and go after. There is expense. Granted, there is expense. I was looking at the Auto Ordnance website here and looking and reading about the new M1 carbine that these folks are building. They didn't have that at the NRA convention a few months ago. It's a pretty new product in the or if they did, it got passed. Now I was so busy looking at the M1 Thompsons, which is one of my I carried an M1 Thompson in Vietnam, and they make a semi-auto short barrel rifle version of it, which is on my list of things to get. I know it's outdated, it's outmoded, it's pretty much a museum piece, but I know what these firearms can do. And I know that when it comes to defending innocent human life at close quarters, any .45 caliber semi-automatic weapon is very effective. An M1 Thompson .45 caliber ACP with a 20-round mag or a 30-round mag is an absolutely devastating piece of machinery, weapon, if you will, to defend innocent human life and property with. Absolutely devastating. And I don't care what else you may name, whether it's the latest 223 or the latest Heckler & Koch or the latest H&K. This time-proven, battle-proven firearm, the M1 Thompson, and semi-automatic, short-barreled rifle, .45 caliber, is excellent, excellent, excellent. It's heavy, but it's good. As accurate as I need it for close quarters. Very compact with the 10-inch barrel. You have to pay a $200 transfer tax, by the way, to get the short-barreled rifle version. But it's worth every penny. Reliable. That particular piece got drugged through the mud of France and Germany and Russia, drugged through the mud in Guadalcanal and Iwo Jima, drugged through the mud in Vietnam, and always, always, always functioned and performed when it was called upon to do so. And that's the bottom line, in my opinion, is reliability. When it comes to any defensive weapon, is reliability. Much more reliable, I might add, than these M4, M16 carbines that we're issuing to our men and women in Iraq and Afghanistan right now. Much more reliable. That particular piece is, quite frankly, a travesty to be foisted upon our fighting men and women for these past 40 years. Eugene Stoner figured out what he did wrong. He corrected that problem with the AR-18, AR-180 series of firearms. However, for some reason, Colt Manufacturing and the U.S. military stuck with this defective design, the M16, M4 carbine, a defective design with an inadequate caliber. But that's the way it is, and you and I are not going to change it. The call number is 800-313-9443, and we're taking your calls live on the air, your calls, your questions, your comments, and you're welcome to do so. Welcome to call in with your calls, questions, and comments at 1-800-313-9443. Looking over this M1 carbine also reminds me of Vietnam. I did occasionally carry M1 carbine in Vietnam as well. It was a very popular weapon in Vietnam among the American troops who had access to them. Popular for one reason, and one reason only, one main reason, I should say, and that's reliability. We who were around the M16, we knew that it was not a reliable piece 40 years ago. It's not a reliable piece now. It's well known that a brand new M4 carbine, fresh off the factory floor, issued to our troops in Iraq or Afghanistan, it's got about a 250 round cycle before it starts jamming. It's well known, and it's almost like clockwork. That you can depend on this thing to be undependable. Is that an oxymoron? About 250 rounds, and these things start jamming on you for the following reason. The original design by Eugene Stoner blows back all this unburned hot, unburned powder residue back into the chamber, or after this number of rounds, about 250 rounds, it starts jamming that mechanism. Well known, well established, well documented. In addition, the round itself is not a man stopper. This particular aspect was well documented in the movie Black Hawk Down, where the Delta Force guys that had M14s, they were calling the enemy skinnies. And our Rangers would shoot the skinnies with their M16s, and the guys that keep running, the Delta guys would shoot them with their M14s, and the skinnies would go down, one shot, one dead skinny. Seems like it's hard to learn these lessons in Afghanistan, the M14, is very, very popular with the men stationed there because of the projectiles that it shoots compared to the M16, the range it's got compared to the M16, the reliability it's got compared to the M16. Plus, in Afghanistan, it's mostly special ops guys, so they got their choice of the weapon that they carry. And those men do choose the M14. Shane in Oklahoma, are you there, sir?
Yes, sir, I am.
What's on your mind?
I just wanted to call to say I'm glad to get to hear from you again, because ever since you moved off Saturday, I hadn't had a chance to, it's kind of hard to listen to your show, and I just had a little bit of time this evening.
Well, let me tell you, Shane, you can still listen on Saturday. You just have to listen to the archives.
Yeah, but because I work, and I could used to listen to you on the shortwave radio that I was carrying.
Oh, okay.
And,
I haven't been on shortwave in quite a while. And hopefully, if you guys and gals out there in radio land start buying up my products, I'll be able to pay for the shortwave airtime. The show needs to be self-sustaining economically. At the moment, it's not, but we're working on it.
Well, I hope we can. We'll try to do our best, because I appreciate your information, and I just wanted to call, and I just heard you're talking about the M1 Thompson, I was actually thinking about getting one of those for my wife, because I've got her last
year. You mean M1 Carbine?
Huh?
The M1 Carbine, you mean?
I got the M1 Carbine before, but I was right. What is it, the M1 Thompson? What is the M1?
Well, Thompson might be, I don't know what, and I don't need to know your wife's physical size. That's a bit heavy for most women.
Yes, it is, but my wife's kind of a, she was an old milkmaid when I married her.
Well,
she's pretty handy.
Now, I hope she's not old milkmaid. I hope she's not listening.
No,
a young milkmaid.
She's a young milkmaid. She's muscled, and actually she's got a pretty good Christmas present because she got an M1 carbine. I got her a late 44, receiver. It was an XL re-import, but it shoots like a top, and she's also got a Colt H bar upper to AR that she has. Myself, I choose a Grand. I have two of them.
The M1 Thompson is coming in at 11.5 pounds. That's a lot of gun for most women, and for most men as far as that goes.
Yes, it is. My next-door neighbor's got one, and we enjoy it very much, and I just, that was kind of, once she gets
but
her...
But here's a neat thing. You got a 11.5 pound firearm shooting a 45 caliber pistol round. Guess what? There's almost no recoil.
That's what that nice weight to it makes,
that's
drops
what the
that
weight
recoil
does.
Right
that
down.
Weight that weight absorbs all that recoil, and it's just a pure delight to shoot, isn't it?
Yeah, she doesn't really, because we got this 870 that that I use on when I carry it on duty when I'm on police duty myself. I have it in the truck, my little Lumina squad car, but she doesn't really care for that very much with that. The double out buck, it does have a little ump to it.
Oh, yeah.
But
yeah, you've got about half the weight to do with the Thompson, so yeah, you're going to have a lot of felt recoil with that 870.
I was just really wanted to listen to you, and it was, I have always wanted to call in and say that I appreciate
it. Well, I'm glad that you did, and you be safe out there on the street, okay?
Well, I will. I just like being a peace officer.
Well, that's what we want. We keep the peace.
That's why I volunteered, because that's, keep being a peace officer is not a tax collecting agent. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. Well, God bless you and be safe
thank
out
you.
There.
Thank you, sir.
You're welcome, sir. Thank
nice
you.
Nice talk to you. Bye.
We have a lot of prior military, current military, prior police, and current police that listen to the John Moore Show. These men and women are my kind of people. They relate to me. I relate to them. For a good reason, and we share a common experience. I'm still out there on the street. I'm working a homicide right now, and hope to be getting a indictment or a warrant for the arrest of the suspect in the not too distant future in this homicide that I'm working on. So yeah, God bless you all out there in uniform, whether it's a camouflage uniform or a blue uniform. They keep the peace and do what you're ordered to do. I know many of the men and women in Iraq understand that why they're there has nothing to do with protecting the national security of the United States. It has there's other agendas, but you're doing your duty, wearing that uniform and doing what I would be doing if I was over there. A lot of these older soldiers, a lot of these Vietnam vets that are still serving, they know, as I know, that the job of the older soldiers is to keep the young ones alive and get them through the war. When I was a young trooper in Vietnam, 20 years old, we had the Korean vets and the World War II vets looking after us and giving us advice and mentoring us in the streets of Vietnam and all the different combat situations we found ourselves in. That's the way it is. That's an American tradition. It's for the older soldiers from previous wars to mentor and give encouragement to these young troops that have never been there and done that. Break coming up. The call number is 800-313-9443.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280, or visit our site at bedfan.com, your provider for great sleep.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
And now here's more of John Moore on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're just about out of time. We'll try to get this last call in here. Clay from New Mexico. Are you there, sir?
Hi, John.
Yes, sir.
A quick question for you. A friend asked me this question. I don't really know how to respond to it. He's looking for a home defense sort of weapon for his wife, and he mentioned a 410 shotgun that's also sort of a handgun and shoots a slug as well. Have you ever heard of that?
Taurus, there's several products. There's one that's no longer manufactured, but one that's currently being manufactured is called the Judge, made by Taurus, and it will it's a five-shot revolver that will chamber 45 caliber long Colt and 410 shotgun shells. So that may be what he's referring to. A 410 shotgun made by Mossberg. I don't know if they're still manufacturing this, but they were manufacturing a little pump 410 that had a laser sight built in. That was kind of neat. Or maybe a 20-gauge Mossberg. If the woman is a typical female size, 20-gauge pump would be more comfortable and easier to control than a 12-gauge, or, of course, the 410, as we were discussing. Those would all be good choices.
Okay. Do you know if that 410 also just shoots a slug like a 410?
Oh, sure. If it'll chamber a 410 round, it'll chamber the 410 slug. Absolutely, it will.
Okay.
Or a 45 long Colt, which is a black powder pistol cartridge, it'll shoot that also.
Okay. Well, I appreciate
okay.
that. Thank you.
Okay, Craig. Okay, Clay, we appreciate your call.
Thank you.
You're welcome, sir. Young man from Oklahoma, the police officer. You all be well advised to listen to the veterans of the streets and of combat talk about firearms. This young man, he's probably young enough to be my son. Anybody under 40 years old could be my son. He's come to the same conclusion a lot of combat veterans have, is that 45 caliber firearms will successfully defend lives and property. And it doesn't matter if it's an 80-year-old design. The M1 Thompson goes back about 80 years to when they were being first manufactured in the early 1920s. That doesn't matter. That's not relevant. What's relevant is the condition of the firearm and the training of the user. That's what matters. And good equipment is important on one hand. Good equipment, however, in the absence of training, is pretty useless. In fact, it may cause more harm than good. You need to train. You need to become, whatever firearm you're using, the firearm needs to be part of you to where you can manipulate all the controls, load, unload, put the safety on, take the safety off, load magazines, in complete darkness. In complete darkness. I routinely do demonstrations where I will disassemble a Browning high-power semi-automatic 9mm behind my back into its component parts. Practice, 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 ladies and gentlemen. Now, we had a caller talking about what he heard about Remington ammunition. That might be true for Remington ammunition. I assure you, there's good quality ammunition available from multiple vendors. I'm not selling ammunition. Get a copy of the Shotgun News. Go to a gun show. You'll find all the ammunition you ever dreamed about. Just bring plenty of money. We are out of time. It was a delightful 2 hours. I enjoyed visiting with all of you. Remember what we are learning here and practice and do practice. You all be safe and God bless America. Talk to you next week.
It's true.